to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening. Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier. At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Despite new concerns about his health, Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square this morning, leading Easter Mass just days after he skipped the Way of the Cross procession. More from ABC News foreign correspondent Britt Clannett.
This is the most important festivity in the Christian calendar, in which those in the faith believe Jesus rose from the dead. After the blessing, the Pope stood and waved and smiled to the huge crowd. Now, the 87-year-old Pope took part in a two-hour Easter vigil yesterday, reading a homily and carrying out baptisms.
The Pope, in his Easter message, calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. This, as an Israeli official tells ABC News, talks on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal will restart next week in Cairo. AT&T says it just discovered it was hacked in 2019 or earlier, the data breach affecting around 7.6 million current account holders and nearly 55.5 million former customers' social security numbers and passwords among the compromised data. This is ABC News. Airports across the country have been filled with large crowds as travelers hit the sky to reach their Easter or spring break destinations.
On Thursday, TSA says it screened 2.7 million passengers, the most so far this year and the largest number since the winter holiday season last year. The high travel volume is expected to continue as thousands travel to cities in the path of the upcoming total eclipse of the sun. The FAA says the busiest day next week will be Thursday, April 4th, with more than 50,000 flights set to take off. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.
AT&T says it just discovered it was hacked in 2019 or earlier, the data breach affecting around 7.6 million current account holders and nearly 55.5 million former customers. Social security numbers and passwords are among the compromised data. In a statement, AT&T said it launched an investigation using internal and outside cyber experts and will provide free credit counseling when necessary. It urges those potentially affected to go to its website. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscote of Lone Rock. Wiscote, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscote will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscote.com or check Facebook for Wiscote of Lone Rock. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Hey, good Sunday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Mainly cloudy skies for today with scattered light rain showers coming in by this evening. High temperatures will top out at 55 degrees with southeast to east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And rain does look likely to continue through this evening and into tonight. It'll be a chilly rain as well as lows fall down to near 36 degrees overnight. Winds will be out of the east to the northeast at about 10 miles per hour. We'll stay cloudy going into our Monday with, again, a chance for some scattered light rain showers at times. Highs will top out at 47 degrees. It'll be blustery as well. Northeast to east winds pick up at 10 to 20 miles per hour throughout the day on Monday. We stay blustery going into Monday night as well with some lingering drizzle, possibly even seeing a few light snowflakes come in as well as temperatures fall down to a low near 30. However, most of the precipitation should stay to the south Monday night. Lows will be near 30 degrees. As we go into Tuesday, a bit warmer. Highs reach to near 51 degrees. Winds will be out of the north still at 10 to 15 miles per hour, but there will be some continued small chances for light rain showers, again, mainly to the south as the system continues to pull further and further south, giving us only a small chance for some light rain showers. Could see a mix of rain and snow early in the morning Tuesday, and again as we go into Tuesday night, as temperatures will be falling back to a low near 29 degrees. Thankfully, looking ahead to Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny skies take over, and we will be dry throughout the day. We'll stay on the blustery side, however, high temperatures reaching to near 50 degrees on Wednesday. We'll see lows fall to a cooler 26 with clear skies on Wednesday night, but mostly sunny and a seasonal for our Thursday. Highs reaching into the middle 50s, topping out at 54. We'll stay clear going into Thursday night. Lows fall down to near 27. Friday, sunny and pleasant, still a bit warmer. Highs near 58 degrees. And as we look ahead towards next weekend, another sunny day for our Saturday. High temperatures reaching to a mild 62. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at RichlandCountyBank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a cloudy 37 degrees, and that's up from a morning low of 36. Yesterday, we had a high of 58, and we also received a 1/13th of an inch of rain. A record high for this day was set back in 1986 at 81, while a record low was set on this day in 1969 at 1 below. Last year on this day, our high was 53, our low 38. Sunset today will come at 7:27, sunrise tomorrow at 6:44. No precipitation. The barometer is at 29.98 as it dips slightly, and we have light northerly winds. Again, it's 37 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL Morning News today, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning and happy Easter. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is providing guidance to voters ahead of Tuesday's spring election. Here's what to know. If you plan to go to the polls, check the Wisconsin Elections Commission's My Vote website at myvote.wi.gov to verify your registration status, find your polling place, and see what is on your ballot. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., polling place hours are the same across Wisconsin, no matter where you live. Voters need to be in line by 8 p.m. to vote. If you're not registered to vote, you can register at your polling place on Election Day. You can register to vote for the first time or update your name or address. To register, you will need to show a proof of residence document, which must contain your name and current residential address. You may present your proof of residence document as a hard copy, paper document, or an electronic document on your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Remember to bring your photo ID to your polling place. Wisconsin requires an acceptable photo ID to vote, such as a Wisconsin driver's license, state ID card, U.S. passport, military or veteran's ID, tribal ID, a certificate of naturalization, or some student IDs. If you do not have a valid photo ID, you can get one for free at your local Division of Motor Vehicles office. An acceptable photo ID for voting does not need to show the voter's current address. You can still return absentee ballots in person on Election Day. Contact your municipal clerk to find out where you should return it to. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Partners invite you to join the Learn to Hunt Bear program as participants and instructors. The Learn to Hunt Bear program provides a unique learning opportunity and outdoor experience for novice hunters who otherwise need a pathway to hunting bears. The program includes multiple classroom and field sessions, culminating with a bear hunting excursion. Participants will learn about bear biology, population management, habits and habitat, hunting techniques, regulations, and safety. Anyone who has not previously participated in the Learn to Hunt Bear program or received a bear harvest authorization is encouraged to apply. Participants must be at least 10 years old and lack a pathway to experience bear hunting, such as bear hunting with family or friends. The number of Learn to Hunt Bear programs offered varies annually and will influence the number of participants selected. Applicants will be notified of the status of their application by June 1st. Interested participants should complete an application and send it to the DNR, postmarked by Wednesday, May 1st. Find an application, program guidelines, and more information on the DNR's Learn to Hunt Bear webpage at dnr.wisconsin.gov. In addition to seeking participants, the DNR is also looking for groups of experienced bear hunters interested in becoming Learn to Hunt Bear program instructors. Potential instructors need at least 5 years of bear hunting experience and must consent to a background check. The DNR will work with you to develop a Learn to Hunt Bear program in your area. Interested groups should notify Emily Isle, DNR Hunting and Shooting Sports Program Specialist, at emily.ihl@wisconsin.gov. of their intent to host a program by Wednesday, May 1st. Also, coming up, UW-Madison-Arlington Research Station Sheep Unit Manager and Experienced Shepherd Todd Taylor and the UW-Madison Division of Extension Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist Carolyn I. or Edie will be joined by guest presenters Rusty Burgett, the National Sheep Improvement Program Director, and Dr. Scott Bowdridge, Professor of Food Animal Production at West Virginia University, at the Badger Sheep Short Course, April 4th and 5th, at the Arlington Research Station Public Events Building, Arlington, Wisconsin. You're invited to dive into the day-to-day operations with hands-on training. Sessions will include demonstrations and opportunities for hands-on experiences, covering everything from biosecurity plans to keeping records and standard operation procedures. Lunch featuring a lamb cookout is also included. The registration fee is $75 per adult, $15 per youth. Youth 18 and under must be accompanied by a paid adult. Registration is required. Contact Todd Taylor by emailing toddtaylor@wisc.edu or calling 608-846-5858 or Carolyn Eady at carolyn.ihde@wisc.edu or call 608-262-3803 to register or for more information. For more on learning and networking, extend your plans to stay for the Wisconsin Sheep Breeders Cooperative Arlington Sheep Day Educational Sessions, Annual Meeting Awards, and Wine and Sheep Cheese Tasting Saturday, April 6th. An additional registration is required for the WSBC event. For more information, contact Todd Taylor. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
The biggest snowfall recorded in Richland County, Wisconsin's history. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Stacker.com, a year ago by this time, the weather discussion was about then, January and February 2023, what was the winter extremes? January 2024, with its snow blast from January 9th to January 12th, followed with below zero temperatures and then a warming by the end of the month. Now, the spring of 2024, it certainly arrived, and the news story goes as follows. Last year, it was different in Southern California. They received unusual amounts of snow and rain. A late-season nor'easter hit New England after an unseasonably warm few months. And in Texas, ice storms left over 170,000 households in Austin without power. When it comes to snowfall extremes, data will soon show that the winter compares in the past century to what we have today. For now, Stacker cited their data from NOAA to reveal this. Richland County, Wisconsin, has its biggest snowfall since then, the past winters of 2023 and 24. It was that Richland County settled its snowfall record in 92 years from what was dated March 28, 1931. The county received over 15 inches of snow in 24 hours. The biggest snowfall recorded nationally took place in Boulder County, Colorado, where they got 76 inches on April 15, 1921. That was then. Now, we can talk about the next 2 days, a cumulative 3-day snowfall of what was 98 inches in Boulder County. Snowfall in many parts of the U.S. has fallen since observation began in 1930. It was the January winter that we just experienced where we had two back-to-back snowfalls with what was then a record snow. A footnote, do you recall when winter started out in late October and ran through March? Do you recall also when a decade ago we had snowfalls for the winter reaching over 99 and 100 inches for back-to-back seasons? And now, how many conversations can you say in recent years that started with the topic, I recall when the way the winters used to be back in the day? Arguably for snow, recent years certainly have been different. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Robert Andrews.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Sunday, March 31st. Albert H. Block, 97 of Richland Center, died Tuesday, March 26th at home in Ithaca Township. Funeral services will be held on Monday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Military graveside rites will be held on Tuesday at 11 at the Memorial Cemetery in Markeson by the Markeson American Legion, Post 282. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Albert H. Block, 97 of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80 of Richland Center, died March 22nd. A celebration of life will be Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80 of Richland Center. And Eddie D. Engel, 72 of Casanova, died Wednesday, March 27th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held by the family at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Eddie D. Engel, 72 of Casanova.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, on this Easter Sunday, there is a good handful of those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. Happy birthday today to our favorite Aunt Mary Jo Lewis of Richland Center. Thinking of you on this special day and wishing you a very happy birthday and happy Easter. Sending lots of love, Margie, May, and family. Margie, Mary, and family. A very happy birthday to my daughter, Roxy Sander, today. I love you very much, Mom. Happy birthday today on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Chad Knabel, Sherry Staskel, Shirley Keller, Cole Cook, Adam Baronic, Aaron Baronic, Jim Greeley, Steve Hillman, Roxanne Sander, and Brock Gunderson. Happy birthday to Jerry Bindle, Jamie Hinkle, Eli Johnson, TJ Krieger, Maya, Patricia, Ann Geisbuehler, and Aideen Hemmersbach from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance. Happy birthday today. Wishes going out to Chad Knabel once more, this time from Bob and Heidi. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Primary School to Jace Niemeyer and Fiona Joy Sands. Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish Chad Knabel, Michelle Keller, Shirley Keller, Jace Niemeyer, and Tom Perry a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Stephanie Johnsrud from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Happy birthday wishes today going out to Liz Brenneman from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday to Marie McCormick from Lori and the Guys. Happy 38th birthday to my brother, Norbert Durst, from Lori and the Guys. Birthday blessings going out today to Joyce Kohlmeyer from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Happy birthday to Narbeth Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday today to Mary Jo Lewis from Stacy, Claire, Bailey, and Mackenzie. Also, happy birthday to Mary Jo Lewis today from the Lewis grandchildren. Happy birthday today to Lily Roan from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday wishes going out to Logan Olson. Happy 22nd birthday with love from Mom and Dad. Also, happy birthday to Logan Olson today with love from Papa and Mamie. Happy birthday wishes going out to Connie Jump, Chad Knabel, Michelle Keller, and Shirley Keller from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday today to Jace Niemeyer from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday as well today to Jocelyn Storr and Amelia Tracy from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. And an anniversary wish today. Happy anniversary to Dan and Ellen Miranda from the Bloom City Town Crier. To all of you celebrating your big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, and of course, happy Easter to everyone. Thank you from WRCO Radio and also from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Cordon Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday. Good morning for WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks. Reese Hoskins drove in four runs a day after his hard slide into Jeff McNeil caused dugouts to empty, and Johan Ramirez was ejected for throwing behind the Milwaukee designated hitter's back. The Brewers scored a 7-6 victory over the New York Mets. Hoskins hit a two-run single in the three-run first inning, followed with a two-run homer in the third, and singled and scored on a balk in the fifth by Luis Severino, who gave up a career-high 12 hits in his Mets debut. Ramirez's first pitch to Hoskins in the seventh sailed well behind the right-handed hitter. Ramirez was ejected by plate umpire Lance Barrett. The Brewers will attempt an Easter Sunday sweep today of the Mets and wrap up their first three-game series today in New York. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7. First pitch at Citi Field will be 12:40, with a pregame starting at 12:05. As for the Milwaukee Bucks, they also scored a win yesterday as they took on Atlanta and defeated them by a score of 122-113. DJ Horn scored 19 points and North Carolina State kept its magical NCAA tournament run alive, beating Marquette 67-58 to reach the Elite Eight for the first time since 1986. Casey Morsell added 15 points. As they have had eight consecutive victories since the start of the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament, number 11 seed NC State will face an ACC rival, fourth seeded Duke, on Sunday for a spot in the Final Four. The number 2 seed Golden Eagles couldn't overcome an unsightly shooting performance. Cam Jones scored 20 points, and point guard Tyler Colic had 17 points and 10 rebounds. Also, a defending national champion will be moving on. UConn powered its way back into the Final Four with a 30-0 run led by Donovan Klingon, who finished 22 points and 10 rebounds as the Huskies crushed Illinois 77-52. It was a March Madness record 10th straight double-digit victory for the Huskies, who cruised to their fifth national title last year and seemingly is headed for a sixth. The NCAA tournament wins this year have come by 39, 17, 30, and 25 points. The top-seeded Huskies will face Alabama in the Final Four in Glendale, Arizona. Marcus Domask scored 17 points for third-seeded Illinois. Caitlin Clark had 29 points and 15 assists to lead top-seeded Iowa to an 89-68 win over fifth-seeded Colorado in the women's NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes advanced to the Albany 2 regional final and a rematch of last year's national title game against LSU. The Tigers, who beat the Hawkeyes in last year's championship game, topped UCLA in Saturday's earlier regional semifinal. Clark got the Hawkeyes going early, driving to the basket for easy layups or throwing fantastic passes. The Badger women's basketball team gets ready for an April 1st game against St. Louis as they hope to continue in the women's NIT quarterfinal. It will be an evening game, which you'll be able to hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Our coverage getting underway at 6:40 that evening. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I am the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
I worship you, Almighty God. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you.
You are the one. I am the king.
He's near than Jesus Christ, His Son. Jesus.